All right, let's get into one of those little jungle tricks that can make a drum loop feel alive. Today we're taking a ghost note and driving it using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school DNB and jungle flavor in mind. This is an advanced workflow, so we're not just making it louder. We're making it feel worn in, weighty, and rhythmic, while keeping that ghost note character intact. The big idea here is simple. Process the sound, print it, then process the printed audio again if needed. That resampling step is where things really start to lock in. It's how you get that sampled, committed, slightly dirty energy that sits so well in jungle breaks. First, choose the right source. You want a tiny drum hit with personality. A ghosted snare from a break, a rim shot, a brushed hat, a small slice from an amen or funky drummer break, something with a little mid-range texture and a bit of room or decay. Avoid super clean one-shots if you can help it. Jungle ghost notes usually work best when they already sound like they came from vinyl or a chopped break. You can load that into Simpler or keep it on an audio track. If you use Simpler, Classic or One-Shot mode both work depending on how you want to trigger it. Trim the start and end so you're only keeping the useful part of the hit. If you use an audio track, tighten the clip boundaries and only warp if you really need to. For this kind of work, preserving the natural transient is a big win. Before you start driving the sound, shape the envelope or the clip level. If you're in Simpler, keep the attack at zero, use a fairly short decay, no sustain, and only a little release. You want it tight and percussive. If it's on an audio track, use clip gain or utility to pull it down a bit before hitting the processing chain. That gives you more room to push the tone without wrecking the transient. Now for the chain. Start with drum bus if you want that immediate DNB thickness. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe a tiny bit of transience, and keep boom off or very subtle. We're not trying to turn this into a sub-hit. We're trying to make a small percussive accent feel like it has some muscle. After that, use saturator for controlled harmonic weight. Analog clip or soft sine are both good starting points. Add a few dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and match the output so you're comparing fairly. If the note starts to blur, back off the drive and feed it a little harder at the input instead. The sweet spot is usually when the midrange gets denser and the note feels more solid, not when it turns fuzzy. Next, use compressor or glue compressor to glue the body together. With compressor, a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a quick attack, a medium release, and just a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. With glue compressor, use a fast attack, auto or a short release, and keep soft clip on if you want a little extra edge. The purpose here is to let the body of the ghost note come forward so it can still be heard inside a busy break pattern. Then go to EQ8 and shape it for the groove. If it's muddy, high pass it somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. If it needs a little more chest, try a small boost around 180 to 300 Hz. If the saturation gets a bit spitty, tame the harsh zone around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if you want more stick or knock, a touch around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. Keep it focused. Ghost notes are usually mid-range tools, not low-end tools. After that, use utility to control width and level. For most jungle ghost notes, mono is the move. Keep it centered and clean. If you want a little stereo interest, do that in a parallel layer, not on the main hit. And before you resample, level match it properly, so you're printing the tone, not just printing a louder clip. Now comes the important part, resampling. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record your processed ghost note pattern. This is where you commit the sound. And a great coach tip here is to print at a healthy level, then back off after the fact. In other words, hit the chain hard enough to excite the harmonics. Then trim the printed clip so it sits inside the break instead of on top of it. Once it's printed, listen closely. The resampled version often feels denser and more tactile. If the note got longer than you wanted, tighten the clip boundaries and add tiny fades. Distortion and compression can add tail energy, so don't skip that cleanup step. From there, you can do a second light pass if needed. One option is erosion into EQ8 for that dusty, worn texture. Keep erosion subtle and focus it in the mid or high texture range, then clean up the fizz with EQ. Another option is Redux and a little compressor for a sampler era kind of grit. Again, subtle is usually better. If the printed hit already sounds perfect, don't force it. Sometimes just a touch of drum bus on the resampled audio is enough. Now place it in the groove. In jungle and old school DNB, ghost notes really come alive when they interact with the break. Try putting the hit just before the main snare, slightly after it, or on the off-grid A of the beat to give it swing. You can also use it as a pickup into a kick or snare, or as a quiet reply to a main drum accent. Think call and response, think movement, and don't just use one static version everywhere. In a 16-bar phrase, you can make the ghost note more active in the first 8 bars, then push it a little harder near the end of the phrase, or use a dirtier version in the fill before the drop. That's where automation becomes super useful. Instead of only changing volume, try automating drum bus drive, saturator drive, a filter cutoff, compressor threshold, utility gain, or even the overall dry slash wet of the chain. Small automation moves can make the groove feel like it's breathing. Here's a really useful advanced approach. Make 2 versions of the same ghost note. Keep one clean and tight, and make a second version heavier, dirtier, and more crushed. Then blend that crushed layer very quietly underneath the main one. That gives you a shadow layer. You don't always notice it directly, but you feel it. And that's exactly the kind of thing that makes jungle drums feel deep and lived in. Another pro move is to separate attack from body. If the source has a great click, but weak mid-range, you can keep the original for the transient and use the resampled layer for thickness. You do not always need one file to do everything. In fact, splitting those roles often sounds better. Also, check the rhythm at low volume. If the ghost note still pushes the groove when you turn the speakers down, you probably nailed the balance. In this style, a ghost note can look tiny on the meter and still feel huge in context if the transient and mid-range are working right. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a small percussive source that has personality. Tighten the envelope or clip level. Drive it with drum bus, saturator, compression, EQ, and utility. Resample it. Then, if needed, give the printed audio a second subtle character pass with something like erosion or redux. Finally, place it in the break so it supports the groove instead of competing with it. That's the jungle mindset right there. Turn tiny details into rhythmic pressure. You're not just making a ghost note louder. You're making it part of the engine. For practice, try this on a 2-bar loop. Extract one tiny ghost hit from a break, process it with drum bus, saturator, compressor, EQ8, and utility, then resample it to a new track. Print one version subtle and one version dirtier. Put the clean one under the main groove and save the dirtier one for a filler phrase ending. Then automate one parameter over 8 bars and listen for how the groove evolves. If you can make a ghost note feel like it belongs inside a jungle break, not just sitting on top of it, you're doing it right. That's the sound. Tight, dirty, subtle, and moving.